Okay. Good evening, everybody. So we're up to Darshan the Pasuk. The next Pasuk that we're up to, it says, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, B'yad Chazaka, and it mentions five categories. Yad Chazaka, Zorna Tuya, Uvamayor Gadol, Uvaisais, Uvamayfsin. So it mentions five different midos that Hashem displayed when taking us out of Mitzrayim, which the Gemara at the end of the Haggadah says at the end is referring to each one is referring to two midos, and the Haggadah is in here if you want, and it's referring to two of the makos, and five times two is ten. But before that, we make a different drasha. The first drasha we says Vayetzienu Hashem miMitzrayim, and it says Loyedi Malach Loyedi Sarf Loyedi Shet Elad the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Chvoydo Re'atzmai. So this is a term used a lot of times, like he did it himself. But the girl wants to know, we're emphasizing that Hashem did it himself. What does it mean? Right? So a lot of times, again, we use this term so frequently, like, the man came, like he himself in flesh and blood. What does it mean? So the girl says that kvoidu means that like this. He said, the kavod of Hashem is misgala in the world. How do you get the kavod of Hashem to be revealed in the world? When Hashem, it displays himself through nature. He says, but there's a big problem there. The problem with that is because you don't always see, the nature doesn't tell you that what he's doing is Hashem's will. The nature just acts on its own. So you don't necessarily know from the gilui of the kavod of Hashem, that it's him. So how is it mizgala? It's only going to be mizgala if somebody comes and he changes the nature, he controls the nature, and he says, "I'm an eved of Hashem, and Hashem is doing it, not me." And therefore, he says that the makos came. The makos came through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen because Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anav. Anav means he was the Eved of Hashem. He didn't attribute anything to himself. And since he didn't attribute it to himself, the kavod of Hashem could be Mizgala through him. So the Gra is basically saying the kavodai is the kavod of Hashem was Mizgala. Ube'atzumai means it was Hashem himself with no intermediary. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take any of the credit, he was an Anav, it came through, so therefore it was Mescalas through Hashem. And that's why in the finale, once in the finale, all the other Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu was somewhat involved. Moshe Rabbeinu, was the one that told, was directing traffic. But by Makos Bechoris, Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved at all. And it wasn't through any Malach. It wasn't through even from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you know who it was through? It was through the actions of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come and say, okay, we're going to throw up dust now. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, we're going to turn, hit the stone. Nothing. What it was the gilui of the kavod of Hashem, the Makos Bechoris. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, okay, now it's time for the Bechoris to die. Let's use the matzah. No. What was it depending on? It depended on one thing. Klal Yisrael doing the Ratzon Hashem. If Klal Yisrael would do the mitzvahs, then it would be mezgala that Hashem is only punishing them, not you. That's how the kavod Hashem. If everyone would have died, then there's no kavod Hashem in there. Maybe it's just a plague. The kavod Hashem was that Hashem killed the Egyptians and not Klal Yisrael. But how is that mezgala? How did that reveal itself? Through the mitzvahs. Through this, that Klal Yisrael listened to Hashem. So it the gilui was the kavod of Hashem came out ube'atzmai through his own actions. Didn't even have to come out through Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the kavod, the kvoide. Now, he does say that the girl here, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was always used to bring out the kavod of Hashem because he was an anav. That's why it says, even when it says that they believed in Moshe, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem, uve'Moshe avdoi. They believed in Hashem and Moshe. Why? Because he was his eved. He was not a person, he didn't take any credit for himself. He was just there to bring out the kavod of Hashem. And he says, "Umoisha that the kavod, the kvoidu ba'atmi means what was mizgalu was that everything is the kavod of Hashem, and it's kavod Hashem ba'atmoi. It's the kavod Hashem without anyone having to do anything, without anyone do just Hashem Himself, and that was revealed in the Makas Bukharis more than any other media. That's what kvoidu ba'atmoi. That's what that means, because you can have the kavod Hashem when it's not ba'atmoi. Someone will take credit for it. Here it's b'kvoidu ba'atmoi. It was pure the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, now, and that's why Dafka then and Makas Bukharis that take place. That's a very interesting idea. Kvoid of Atzmai means the Kavod Hashem can only come out through us, but only if we don't take credit for it. Now, then it goes on to explain Yachazaka Zuadever. Yachazaka is the plague, and Mor Gadol Zugilu Shechina is when the Shechina is Mizgala, is becomes clear, and Zerna Tuya Zuacherev is the sword. And Oisos and Moifsim. Oisos is the Mate, and Moifsim means the Dam. So there's five things here. So the girl wants to know that if you read the Pasuk according to the Baal Haggadah, what the Pasuk is saying with this, Bayotzino Hashem, Hashem took Zad Mitzrayim with what? Through Yad Chazak, which is Dever, through Zerna Tuya, which is some sort of Cherev punishment, sword, Mura Gadol through the Gilui Shechina, using the Mate and with Dam. So why these five things? This is the Pasuk saying, these are the five things through which Hashem took us out. So the Gra says, first I'll say the standalone Var of the Gra, because this standalone Var is itself. Just walk away with this tonight, and you got a Var that's unbelievable. He says that each one of these categories represents a different way of Hashgacha Pratis. He says, Yad Chazaka, and it's a way that Hashem... you know, it's a process that Hashem uses to be megala the kavod shemayim. So the way it works like this. He says, why is dever, plague, pestilence, why is that called yad chazaka? Why is that called the strong hand of Hashem? So the Gros says like this. He says, we think that all of the animals of Hashem died in 1 second. Remember that Hashem brought a pestilence and, you know, the disease caught and all the animals died and all that. So Chazal say, the girl says that all the animals died in one instant. How did they all die in one instant? They all got sick and died?
How did anything happen?
Okay. So you say, how did anything happen? No. It was not a nace. It was not a nace that Hashem used his power to kill the animals. The girl says over here, unbelievable, you saw it. The girl says what Hashem did was he took away the hashpa to continue giving life. And once Hashem blocks the line of Hashpa, once the pipeline is blocked, everything dies by Memela. Everything dies because it doesn't have a lifeline to live. So it's not that the Yad Chazaka of Hashem, the strong hand of Hashem, we saw through what he did endeavor. It's we saw that how much the Yad Chazaka is how much the Yad Chazaka is there the rest of the time, that if you don't have it, you die. That's what the Yad Chazaka means. The Yad Chazaka became clear through the Dever. Through Dever, where Hashem took away the ability of the animals to continue living, they died, the Yad Chazaka of Hashem became very, very obvious and very, very clear. That's one way Hashem brings it in. But Yad Chazaka is a strength. But I can be strong, you can be strong, but no one knows that. When does it become clear that someone's strong is during the 2 years, when you lift up your hand. So the Zuri Netuya is not just Hashem taking away the punishing by taking away Ahashpa. It's when he actually brings a cherub, a sword, and punishes. That's another way of punishing. So these are two different ways Hashem will punish. So in Dever, Hashem punished by taking away the life of the Mitzrayim. And Beis, the cherub, is the act of actively killing as well. And that also came through Tzias Mitzrayim. What's the Gilui Shechina? What's the third? The third is that if simultaneously Hashem could take away the Hashpa from one and give it to the other, now you see both. Now that you see how much the Hashgacha Pratis is working out. So he said, the Pasuk says, during Dever, It says that all the animals of the Egyptians died, and none of the Jewish animals died, right? What does it say? So the question all of the Parshim say, why would you think any of the animals died? Don't we know? Anyway, none of the makos happened in Goshen. So what does it mean, lemeis echad? No. So the girl says, no animals died means even the ones which would have naturally died stayed alive. Where'd that come from? That extra chias that he took away from the Egyptians, he put into the Israelim, and the Israelim, therefore, even the natural deaths that normally would happen in the course of a week or whatever, even those didn't happen. So that means that became now Gilu Shrina. So he says those are the three levels. The three levels is, number one is, we see how much Hashem sustains the rest of the world when he takes away everything dies. This is a cherev, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world. And can destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes those that deserve to be punished actively. The Gilu Shrina is that when he takes the chiyus from one and gives it to the other, now the din and the dever both are kayim. So that's the first three things that were mizgala in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, the next two are oisos. Oisos and moifsim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that this was all the hand of Hashem. This is all no other source and no other power has anything to do with what's going on. What's going on is purely the hand of Hashem. That's what Hashem wanted to show. So how do you show that? Oisos, which the Gemara says is the mater. The oisos is the mater, is the stick. This stick was created everyone knows, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu was created during Sheish Yesharim Bereishis. But does anyone know that on the stick, it was written, the 10 Makos, and that was also written from Sheish Yesharim Bereishis? So I did not know that. The Gemara says that from Sheish Yesharim Bereishis, it was written on the mater, the 10 Makos. So in other words, the oisos are to show, this was predicted a long time ago. We knew this was going to happen. I, who created the world, put into the Bria the ability to do these makos. So therefore, that's oisos shows that this cherev, and this yad chazaka, and this gilui shechina is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way he created the world, in the oisos. And the dam, he says, moif sim is plural. He says, why? Dam. Dam is singular. So he's saying the moifsim ze adam means there's those two types of dam. One was in the way, way beginning, if you remember Parshas Boy, Parshas Shmois, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to pour water on in front of Paray and it'll turn into dam. What was that all about? So he says the two dams were that the Jewish people, that the Egyptians worshiped the Nile River. And therefore they assumed that everything was The God who controlled everything was the Nile. When Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and took that blood, that a little bit of that water, even just a drop, and turned it into dam, at that moment he showed, no, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a power higher than any power that you have here in Egypt. That's the first step. The second step was that once he turned all of the water in trying to blood in the Makom of Dam, that already showed a whole different level where you can't even rely on your water even as a backup. You can't rely on it at all. So that was the Moifsim. So therefore, he says there was three ways Hashem showed his Hashgacha, and then there's two ways that Hashem shows that they shouldn't be attributed to anything else. And that's why in this Pasuk, when we're trying to emphasize the Pasuk, is emphasizing Hashem took us out of the Mitzrayim in five things. He's emphasizing these five, because these are the Nekudos that we're supposed to be taking out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I don't think I ever understood this point as well as he's explaining it. You know, this is very, very, very good. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.